Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 21st. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is indeed our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. And as you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. We are on the road live from Alabama, and wow, have we had a phenomenal time on the ground in one of the greatest states in the union. Did you know that out of all the 50 state constitutions, Alabama has the best one? I bet you didn't know it. Go read it, check it out. You'll see what I'm talking about. All right, so there's a lot to cover today on the broadcast. First, to recap, we were not live on Monday. We were traveling to Alabama. We were indeed live on Tuesday. And we had a great live show on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we were not live again. Long, complicated story. We were in meetings all day. We were involved in the planning sessions. So that's incredible. We are live today, Thursday. So let me do a recap of Tuesday's broadcast. Sam goes live from American Village, ladies and gentlemen, in Montevallo, Alabama. And if you want to learn more about that, go to AmericanVillage.org. It's the original American Village, put together by a guy by the name of Tom Walker, just an incredible gentleman. And it's an educational center for children, to educate them about the founding fathers, to help them understand back in 1775 and 76 what it was like during the American Revolution and the Declaration of Independence times. What was it really like? And they have characters, and they have venues, and they have buildings that are replicas of the Oval Office and George Washington's home, etc. I mean, just incredible stuff, ladies and gentlemen. A huge statue of George Washington. It's kind of a cemetery-style area or whatever. Just a place to reflect and to learn and to grow. The spirit of liberty is alive in Montevallo, Alabama at AmericanVillage.org. I'm telling you that right now. Just tremendous educational opportunities. I talked to, as I mentioned, Tom Walker, the founder. And over 800,000 children have gone through their facility to date to learn about America, to learn about the history. I went there and learned about how the justice system worked back in the day, etc. Just incredible stuff. There's a movie that highlights the founding era, the understanding of America, the reasons for the greatest country on the face of the earth. It goes on and on and on of their educational opportunities. It was just tremendous indeed. My first guest on the live broadcast on Tuesday was a gentleman by the name of Dennis Levitt, and he's president of a group called United We Pledge, UnitedWePledge.org. You say, Sam, how do they fit into the American Village? Well, I'm going to tell you. United We Pledge is a private, nonprofit, nonpartisan, non-denominational foundation established to celebrate our shared responsibility of American values of freedom, family, and faith. All right, now, they want to have allegiance to these traditional values. They want to be law-abiding citizens. They want to understand and obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. Now, understand that UnitedWePledge.org is a separate group from AmericanVillage.org. All right, now, it's important to understand who's who in this thing. There is a company called Balance of Nature. They sell fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Just tremendous health food, okay? But Balance of Nature wanted to double down in patriotism. And it started out because they were asked to sponsor a 4th of July party. And they're like, hey, if it's just a party with, you know, a rock concert or whatever, a country concert, and, you know, wave the flag and that's it, then we're not interested. But if it has a prayer, if it shows respect to the veterans, if it, and there's several components, if it's really an educational opportunity for liberty and understand the real reason for the holiday, then absolutely we're in. Well, that evolved into Balance of Nature, putting a chunk of change into and spinning off this nonprofit organization. And so the CEO of Balance of Nature is a guy by the name of Lex Howard, who then took some of his top brass people at Balance of Nature and reassigned them to this United We Pledge nonprofit organization. Well, now this nonprofit is doing more and more and more, and they've put 40 acres of land in Hurricane, Utah, towards the American Village of the West. So they're going to basically take the American Village original idea of Tom Walker and then Dennis Levitt and team under the, I guess, leadership of Lex Howard might be the best way to say it. But now it's a separate entity, a 501c3. And the whole goal is to create this private nonprofit organization to develop partners and eventually create an American Village of the West to train thousands of people as they come. Well, it's the gateway to what? Zion's National Park is where this thing's going to be. I mean, it's just wow. The repercussions are incredible. Well, to kick off the village event, they have a runner by the name of Tom Jones. Now, Tom Jones, ladies and gentlemen, is just, I don't know how you deal with this guy. He's a well-known extreme athlete. He was a boxer, kickboxer, fighter for years. He's an extreme athlete in the ultra endurance world. Well, anyway, he was my second guest on the broadcast on Tuesday, and we talked about his V2V run. What is that? He's running from Montevallo, Alabama, the original American Village, to the new groundbreaking event. He's running 76 marathons. That's 26.2 miles a day. 76. Understand, that's from 1776, right? The American Revolution. 76 marathons in 76 days. We were broadcasting live. We interviewed Tom Jones right before he took off on his run. And he's running a marathon every single day, and he's going to arrive in Hurricane, Utah, on July the 2nd. And we're going to groundbreak for the American Village of the West, is what we're calling it. And so you want to support the V2V run. You say, that's incredible. I want to keep an eye on this extreme athlete. You can do so, ladies and gentlemen, at United We Pledge. And United We Pledge is looking for members. They're looking for volunteers. They're looking for donors to help grow what they're doing. They don't want it just to be Lex Howard believes in this, so he puts a bunch of money into it. They want this to be a huge rollout of the American Village West. And we want to really bring all kinds of people involved. So the sacrifice of Tom Jones' incredible run, I mean, this guy's nickname is Quit Proof because he just will not quit. Quit Proof is his nickname. Anyway, incredible interviews with Tom Jones and with Dennis Levitt, just highlighting what they're doing, how they're doing it, why, getting aboard, understanding it. Incredible, great show. That was hour one of the broadcast. Hour two, Sam continues live from the American Village in Montevallo, Alabama. And we had our guest on. It's one of the actresses, if you will, or one of the caricatures that literally plays the role. When you go there, remember, you hear from Abigail Adams. You hear from these founding fathers. Well, anyway, we interviewed Abigail Adams on your radio. She did a phenomenal job. I even tried to get her to bust out a character, and she wouldn't do it. Anyway, we also interviewed Brian Murtha. He's the filmmaker with Tom Jones. He's going to be filming incredible photography, the whole run of Tom, the good, the bad, the ugly, and every bit of it as he runs 76 marathons in 76 days. We also then had another guest on, Kathy Smith, the owner of the Loving Liberty Radio Networks, lovingliberty.net, to learn more about that. But we interviewed Kathy Smith about her thoughts and about her feelings as she toured the American Village. Just tremendous to be part of it. We talked about Utah. The Beehive Olympic State of Utah has been named the state with the best economic outlook for the 15th year in a row. Utah's red-hot economy is getting national recognition, justly so. There's what's called the State Economic Competitive Index, and Utah's top on that. They have about 15 different metrics that they use to gauge, you know, which states are the hottest and why and everything else. We have a great quality of life. People tend to vote with their feet. People tend to move to places with great jobs and great economy and everything else. Utah is on the map. That is for sure. Not to mention, the citizens of Utah are number one in charitable giving and volunteerism. So it's just incredible. Anyway, so we had all those guests on. Not to leave this guy for last, because he's one of the best guests ever. In fact, he's so good that I'm going to try to get Dennis Levin on. I'm going to try to get Tom Jones, Mr. Quick Proof, on the air with us going forward. Dennis Levin. But I'm going to also get this guy on with us, too. This guy is incredible. His name is Mark Herr. And Mark Herr is president and co-founder of the Center for Self-Governance. Yeah, so the Center for Self-Governance.com. The idea behind their whole organization is you can fix the system. Anyway, incredible interviews with all those people. I'm telling you, it was the landmark broadcast of the week. It was live. It was outside. They were kicking off the program to launch Tom's Run. And we were part of it all, baby. And now we're live again from Alabama. And we've got two incredible guests coming up, equally as riveting. So how do you like them apples? You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live, nationally syndicated, globally distributed radio broadcast.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present day church. Rather, it is for the end time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting talk, as always, continues on your favorite News the Networks Refuse to Use talk station. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, I got Eldon Stahl with me. Eldon Stahl is the, what do you call it, regional coordinator of the John Birch Society in my area. They call him a field coordinator, but he's like regional because the different coordinators, the field coordinators are in different areas of the country, right?
Yep.
All right. Regional field coordinator. I'm not sure. Hopefully the guy can just convert the whole world to understand that the John Birch Society is one of the real players when it comes to the sacred cause of liberty. JBS.org if you want to learn more about that, or if you want to check out their incredible award-winning magazine, thenewamerican.com. Check that all out. Well, Eldon, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you so much, Sam. Great to be here.
All right. We also have Brian Rust, RustQuinnGift.com. Over the past 50 years, Brian and fam have been helping you understand precious metals and, most importantly, take possession of those metals. Other folks want to have you buy them, and then they want to hold on to them. You wonder why, huh? Brian doesn't do that. He makes sure that you have it in your hot little hand. I call him Dr. Honest Money. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you much, Sam. I'm trying to doctor it up, yeah.
All right, man. Where's gold and silver looking, sir?
Gold is 1949.5.
Is that down then a little bit?
Yeah, down about $22.
Wow. 1949.50.
Correct.
All right. What about silver, sir?
Silver down about 20 cents at 24.93. Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted and didn't realize it. My fault. All right. So silver was what? 24 point what again?
93.
What do you think, Brian? It's strange in this volatile market how it just, I mean, it slightly goes down, but it doesn't change much, right?
Right. The manipulation based on paper, same old stuff. I mean, we see the spikes and the peaks and valleys basically on this manipulation. I mean, they continue to play the games. And, you know, the supply-demand doesn't matter. War doesn't matter. Nothing seems to matter. It just does what it wants to do. And obviously that's because of manipulation. And so
yes, Brian, I agree, and I know it's the standard deal, but it still never ceases to amaze me of how much manipulative control they really have. Just when you think that man is getting squirrely now, they can't control it anymore, they seem to just have a handle on it. Now I have no doubt at one point they will lose control. But in the meantime, right, it just seems shocking of how much control they really have.
Well, and you can't really buy into that narrative of that. You've got to look past that and say, you know, a lot of people say, well, gosh, it hasn't done anything. It's not going to do anything. Blah, blah, blah. I believe that just like anything, it's preparation. You know, peace is that preparation. So I'm not saying everything else needs to be into metal, but we ought to be preparing in many aspects of life and turn to God and so on. And if we're not, you know, then, you know, we're slowly led to hell or before we know it, you know, now panic's driven. There's no peace simply because we weren't, or we don't want to hear, or we didn't start preparing and doing what we needed to do. It doesn't hurt to put a little time into preparation and doing what we can, because that's that peace of mind. I think that I don't have to wait in line in a bank. I mean, we could, I guess, go to examples of Venezuela and others who have had to, you know, when their financial bottom or financial, what they have is pulled out from underneath them. I mean, obviously, if we're preparing, then we're not having to rely on others or other. We can help others.
Eldon, what do you think? I've been at this for 30 years, and I understand that they manipulate the money, and they suppress gold and silver, and they manipulate the relationship between the two and everything else. They've done it for literally decades. They do it on paper as half of their manipulations. Not having people take possession is kind of another half of their con game, etc. Dishonest money. I'm familiar with it. I get it, but it just never ceases to amaze me of how much control they really seem to have. Eldon?
Yeah, well, there is quite a bit, and of course, it's kind of in a way by nature, because mankind is trying to get power and gain, people are constantly, since time immemorial, trying to do that in creative ways and ways that can be undetected, in ways that are difficult to resist, all those things. So there's a constant study of how to go about that. So of course, there needs to be constant vigilance and detecting their methods and all of their ways of thinking, so that could be that can be undermined.
Kurt Crosby's sitting on rhodium. What's that looking like, Brian?
Rhodium's down about $300 from last week at 19,700.
Wow, when he takes a hit, he takes a hit, doesn't he?
That's right. Bigger, the higher the amount, the bigger jumps. You know what? One factor too is that your markets, your stock market, your paper markets, basically. I mean, if they allowed, if it really was, you know, the crash or some things like that. I mean, a doomsday type thing. If we see that major crash, and so they pump those stocks, and they, you know, the money is, you know, bouncing up and out and nice profits and so on. So they try to keep as much people involved in that paper game. And so, and it's huge. Obviously we see it's huge, and that comes into play with that, you know, still that manipulating market. So.
All right, it makes you wonder, Eldon, what Congress is going to do when it comes to honest or stable money. They're really pushing for a digital currency, Eldon. There's talk about it. Joe Biden's made some executive orders towards it. They don't want you to believe they're driving out cash, but eventually it's going to be a cashless society if they get their way, Eldon.
Yeah, and that's certainly we need to resist that, of course, because we lose control over many things if that happens. We've seen what happened in Canada with those truckers, and they said, oh, we're just going to turn off your money supply. Well, you can't do that if it's cash, can you, so easily?
The headline says this, Brian. U.S. Congress taking revolutionary steps towards a, quote, central bank digital currency. The future of money is here. Will the Federal Reserve Board deauthorize your access? What'll happen? Will they deauthorize distributed central ledger type currency creation, distribution, and recordation, if you will, recording of the digital dollar detail? What are they going to do? Any idea?
Well, they got to get their hand in the game. I mean, they've got to be, because if they want power or control, and obviously this fiat currency is not, you know, obviously is collapsing at, you know, and major inflated and all that. I mean, they want, they've got to get in the game. So they're scrambling, I'm sure, trying to put their positions in place. You know, otherwise they're pushed aside as others, or the, you know, perhaps the ruble becomes, there was already, you know, the sanctions and putting things on the ruble, and that causes havoc over in Russia. And Russia, you know, they're in the middle of the, you know, the Ukraine thing. And yeah, it's a world trying to scramble who's going to have the power. Is it China and India and those countries? Is it Russia? Who is it? How's this all going to play out? And basically, you know, we're seeing all these conflicts and things that are happening as far as, you know, us as Americans. I mean, the pressure's there simply because of our, you know, inflation and the cost of goods and all this thing that's, you know, that's happening around us. I mean, and what's going to happen, you know, we as a people tend to look and say, okay, well, what's going to happen? Food prices going to soar, you know, obviously lower income people are using credit cards to pay for fuel and food and so on. And they're paying, then you add another 10 to 25% of interest rates on their debt. And I mean, it's a ripple effect of all these things happening. And that's one, you know, that crypto or digital currency or whatever you want to call it. They're trying to, I'm sure, trying to put themselves in place.
What do you say to that, Eldon? Joe Biden literally planning for a digital currency. Congress doubling down on this digital currency idea. They say the U.S. Congress taking revolutionary steps. Others are writing that they put a secret bill in place to move us to a digital currency. They're on this, buddy, like nobody's business. When we come back, we'll have Eldon Stahl respond to that. Hang tight, Eldon. I want to give you time to fly, so hold on. Liberty Roundtable Live, Brian Rust, Eldon Stahl. Brian Rust with RustCoinAndGift.com. Eldon Stahl with TheNewAmerican.com or JBS.org, if you will. I'm Sam Bushman. We are on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips continues in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell walked out of a G20 meeting on Wednesday when the Russian finance minister started speaking. Yellen and Powell were joined by other world leaders, including the head of the European Central Bank, the Canadian Deputy Prime Minister, and Ukraine's finance minister. The federal government is jumping back into the mask mandate business. The Department of Justice on Wednesday said it will appeal a ruling striking down the mask mandate for public transportation after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention requested the appeal. Sarah Nelson, international president of the Association of Flight Attendants, on the Hill website, says they were blindsided when the mask mandate was lifted this week.
They were told their job was to enforce this. They are supposed to have that standing in the cabin to keep everyone safe, and that really undermines their roles.
Thanks for listening. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
A new bill to be discussed today in Florida is aimed at Disney's privilege.
The Florida Senate has passed a bill on Wednesday to repeal a law allowing Walt Disney World to operate a private government over its properties in the state. The proposal could have huge tax implications for Disney, whose series of theme parks have, over the decades, transformed Orlando into one of the world's most popular tourist destinations. The Florida House is expected to take up the bill on Thursday. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
After Netflix announced another rate increase, hundreds of thousands of subscribers quit Netflix, leading to a poor quarterly report. Billionaire investor Bill Ackman and his Pershing Square hedge fund lost around $400 million or more as it dumped its entire Netflix stake. The hedge fund bought about 3.1 million Netflix shares back in late January. USA Radio News.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Rust of RustQuinnegift.com with me, Eldon Stahl of the John Birch Society, JBS.org, or TheNewAmerican.com. Both sites give you incredible information, I'll tell you that right now. We're talking about honest money, as always, on your radio, and Brian Rust is with us, RustQuinnegift.com. And so, Eldon, I threw it to you right before the break. I don't know how to respond to this stuff, but they're going to double down for digital currency, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and that shouldn't be a huge surprise, seeing what's been going on over the years. But it depends how aware you are. Encourage your listeners to subscribe to The New American, or at least go to the website and regularly and get your news there rather than through some place like CNN or something like that. I hope they aren't going there. they've been, of course, wanting to consolidate power, and part of that, of course, is just making it so every transaction is traceable, there's no anonymity in transactions anymore, and a digital currency certainly gives that and great power to just cancel somebody, make sure that if they have unapproved views and they're using their funds for unapproved things that the government doesn't approve of, then they can be shut down quickly and without significant resistance. So we need to resist all that.
What's shocking me about this, Eldon and Brian, is that, you know what, I don't really hear a lot of opposition in Congress. You've got a lot of Republicans that are in the minority party right now. They've got half the Senate, and they've got significant number, I mean, over 200 still in Congress. So it's not like they don't have any representation. But the only one I really hear speaking out against the fake money, against the digital government central control of currency, etc., is really Rand Paul. Now, there might be a couple of others that mention it from time to time or whatever else, but there's not any real mounted, serious opposition to this, Brian.
Yeah, which is pathetic. I agree. It's similar to a lot of things. It seems like the good old boy club up there that's going on. There's a few, you know, that are fighting against it and so on. But in the majority is they're not concerned. They don't care. You know, it's their agenda, not yours. So I've heard Rand get up and mention it with really good and strong points, but I've heard Rand do that on other points, and it just seems they just don't care. It's like Fauci and all the other things that are going on up there. We shake our head at all this thing and say, really, that's really happening? And they just, it's right's wrong, wrong's right. It's like Disney. What's happening with Disney and their push and all these other things? You just, wow. And you know, this abortion thing, California. What was the thing with California on this abortion? You shake your head at the fact of, okay, well, a baby is born, after 7 days you can terminate. Isn't that life? Isn't that killing some life? I mean, and not even just 7 days after, prior. But we shake our heads at all this stuff and just going, how is? I mean, what's going on in the world? And you know, like I say, money. One more thing. What's going to happen next?
Do you want to respond to this California abortion bill there, Eldon?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's certainly a trend in the way of people are thinking that, we can kill people even after they're born. And, you know, that's a terrible sign that certainly they've abandoned God. They abandon basic morality. And when you do that, of course, what happens is the morality compass tends to be, well, whoever's in power, whoever has the guns, decides what is moral and what is right. And that's really what happened actually in the Soviet Union. They had a kind of a sense of morality in a public morality that was enforced and taught by the communists that were in power. But once it fell apart, you know, the country had just huge crime rates because people just, you know, they hadn't developed that inner sense of right and wrong. They depended upon the government to impose that from the top down.
Yeah, I don't know how to respond to it. Let me tell you what the left does, and then you can kind of respond to this, Brian. The left says that bill isn't to do that at all, Brian. They just literally flat out lie and say, we're not doing that. Brian, let me just explain to you. I know that you're getting sunburned, okay? But the sun is not coming up today. Do you understand that?
Right.
I mean, they just literally just lie and just say, it's not happening. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, how do you deal with these people?
That's it. I mean, I can't understand it. Yeah, wrong's right, right's wrong, and we just shake our heads and going, okay, common sense. Where's the common sense in any of this? And that's when we say, you know, the people at the top, the Rand Pauls are fighting against, but there's so many with common sense. When we're going to bring that judge in, and you know, can you describe what a female is? And she can't. Well, listen, now are we going to destroy the women of our lives or females in general or all their? It's so many things. And so I think and when you've got chaos because of clutter and all this in our lives, we're weeding through all this clutter. I think maybe that the agenda is, as long as they can keep us cluttered up, then we can't make or focus on really things that matter most. And we tend to fall, and now we're depressed, and what's next, the big depression, the next big depression, I guess, back from, you know, when in 1914 through 45, the painful economic conditions that we're facing and Great Depression. Is that where we're headed? Just because it's it's chaotic mess, we can't crime and all the other things. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to tell you how they're playing the game, Brian. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
They're not killing their babies up to 7 days. They're just leaving the babies to die. There's a big difference. Don't you understand that?
Oh, I see. Can't get food anybody. Yet.
Well, they're just not going to feed the baby.
Oh.
Well, that's comforting, right?
Yeah. It's just all how you look at it. They're not taking any action to kill anybody. You understand that, right, Alden? We're not killing anybody.
Sure.
I mean, you act like we're doing something evil or something.
Yeah. Wouldn't think that.
We're just not going to provide sustaining life to the blob of tissue.
Ah.
I know it's like on its own now and it's moving around and crying and everything. But if you wear earplugs, you don't hear the cries.
Oh, okay.
See? I'm just telling you, it is psychotic.
You don't feed your kids. Is that a crime?
Right. There you go.
Yeah, but this isn't a kid yet. We haven't accepted that it's a kid yet.
Oh.
So what is it?
So you have a warped sense of children, my friend. You think because they cry and they, you know, go to the restroom and think, you think that that makes it a kid. It's not a kid until we say so, Alden. You understand what I'm saying? So, see, they're just literally playing games. The problem is, since they've got so much control of the media and they do these, quote, fact checks, they've literally got a fact check that says we're not killing babies.
Yeah.
This is like, okay, what are you killing? Well, we're not killing anything. It just dies on its own, gentlemen. See? We take a hands-off approach, don't you understand? So hands-off, we won't even feed it.
I've never known a woman to give birth to anything other than a baby.
Oh, right. Whoa. See, you must be a terrorist. I only laugh so I don't cry, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious business indeed. Do you want to hear some good news for a change, gentlemen?
Yes.
You know, on Monday, how they jettisoned the mask mandate on airplanes and, quote, government centralized controlled travel. I want to remind you that government centralized controlled travel is part of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, to make that very clear. But a Donald Trump-appointed federal judge says the Biden airplane mask mandate is illegal. The details come from Breitbart News. And a federal judge by the name of Catherine Mazzell, appointed by former President Donald J. Trump, ruled that the central government, or the mandate from the CDC, exceeded the CDC's statutory authority, and that it was a regulation that needed to go through months of public comment before it could be enacted if it was going to be legal and proper. When we come back, let's have you gentlemen respond to that, because it is a sliver of good news. One, you don't have to wear masks on your planes anymore or government transportation. But two, you know, they always tell us from the Republicans that, oh, it's the courts, stupid. We got to have Republicans because they'll put good guys on the courts. We're finally seeing it pay off. You got to dig it. We'll talk about it in seconds on your radio.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking, because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs. I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, California bill promoting and legalizing infanticide could literally leave babies to die up to 6 weeks. Of course, they're not killing anybody. They're just kind of taking a hands-off approach. But now OGBYNs and all kinds of doctors are testifying that's the case. The Democrats have now finally admitted that's the case. But this is going on in Maryland and in California right now, ladies and gentlemen, this pro-death agenda that just seems to, I don't even understand how we can be discussing this in the country. It literally makes you sick to even think about, Brian.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's murder. No doubt about it.
All right. Now, this federal judge did a good job, though, and jettisoned the mask mandate, saying, hey, the government doesn't really have authority. The CDC stepped out. It's really outside of its authority and is criminal. They can't do that. And so the federal judge, Catherine Mizell, appointed by former President Donald Trump, ruled that, hey, you just can't do that. So they shut it down. Let's go with Alden first. Or Eldon Stahl, I mean. Sorry, Eldon. Eldon. All right, we'll try to get Eldon back. Brian, what do you say to this, though? Oh, go ahead, Eldon.
Okay. So, yeah, this really should have never happened in the first place. We have people that go through their primary school and they memorize the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. What they should be memorizing really is something that's a lot shorter. It's right after the preamble. It's Article 1, Section 1, Clause 1. All legislative power, in other words, all lawmaking power, herein granted, shall be vested in a Congress of the United States. And so when you go to the airport, it has this sign that says, according to federal law, you have to wear a mask, right? You've seen that. Well, it's a lie. There's no federal law that was passed by Congress. Congress has the power to make law. And so if people would have been educated in even that first clause, it's not even a full sentence of the U.S. Constitution, they'd say, that's just a bunch of nonsense. There's no law. So we're not going to follow that. And that would be it. It wouldn't be, you know, well, did a judge decide if this was constitutional or anything like that? The people would be able to recognize it on its face that it's not. And they would just say, no, I'm not going to do that.
Imagine that.
That's kind of real where the rub is interesting. Now, what I find fascinating is, you know, when you went on airplanes, they said, hey, you know, due to federal law, this is the case. You must wear a mask or you can be removed from the plane, da, da, da. You wonder if you could hold the airlines criminally responsible for lying and saying that there's a federal law in place when there really literally isn't, based on the supreme law. But, see, it would take somebody to sue and go to court over that, Brian.
Yeah, that's the problem. And, you know, and if you're there and you you know, if you cause a ripple or something in the effect of what they're trying to accomplish there, then they arrest you and you're a terrorist, or you don't care about anybody else. You're just doing your, yeah. So it becomes a big game that they play, you know, and maybe a terror or a fear factor type thing. Okay, now I'm being arrested for something that they shouldn't be doing in the first place. Becomes a big cycle, and that's like, I guess, part of that agenda. We have the power. We don't care what that Constitution says. In fact, we're trying to remove or change the Constitution as we go. So, yeah, it's kind of a...
I think that's true, Brian, but what I find fascinating is you would think that there'd be enough American people to be absolutely incensed and to push back on two topics. One, this pro-death agenda that's been going on for literally 50 years in America. We've killed over 60 million babies on Roe versus Wade. Now we see their real evil hand moving forward, saying we don't even care if the baby's born now. We still want to kill it. This is going on in Maryland and California simultaneously. They're pushing the envelope of pro-death, or the envelope of pro-death, like never before. We're seeing that, and then we're seeing this idea that, hey, they just want to tell you that the president just made a mandate. He just made a law. He just extended it. There's no congressional involvement or approval. There's no state adoption of or acceptance of those laws. I mean, I even debate whether the government has control over the airline industry in the first place. It's part of the Communist Manifesto to have government control, private ownership, but government control of transportation. All this smacks of just absolute tyranny. And absolute communism and socialism and whatever you want to call it, just pro-death. I mean, the evil hand is just in your face everywhere, like we've never seen it before, Brian.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think, you know, we're I think there's, you know, many like yourselves and this America Village and things that are happening throughout our nation, you know, that's coming about. And I think that's the big, you know, the voice that we're trying to get and help it grow and kind of to get to that point, because, you know, the media is driven by this left. And so most of that voice or this left, it just shows the fact of, okay, here's these protesters that don't want to wear masks and they're evil and they're doing all this. And so they're allowed to kind of push that out. So the majority of people are watching this on their news networks and reading about it. And so the small minority are working their way to gain some of the access to where more and more people see it, and we can grow in bigger numbers. And then eventually, you know, now they're having to change because of all the evils that are happening. So
Eldon, you want to jump in on this one?
I think a lot of it what's going on is really the churches have taken a back seat, and they said, well, you know, we're going to just teach basically as if the teachings of the scriptures have no practical application to day-to-day life, including public policy. So we're just going to teach about faith and prayer and all that, which is all good. But if you don't apply it, How pleased do you think God is with you if you hopefully you believe in a supreme being of some sort? The churches have just you know, said, well, we're just not going to get involved, and the people have accepted the idea that there's no relevant application to faith other than just, you know, attending your church meetings and going home and going about your life. That needs to change for you know, people to have that, and we need to stop sending our children to pagan indoctrination centers 5 days a week for 35 hours a day or 35 hours a week. That just of course that's going to alienate people from the teachings of the scriptures, and they're not going to think that they're relevant to applying them to the public sphere.
So it's a little bit comical, Eldon, to make your point. You know, you put your kids in government school, the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto, 35 hours a week, virtually full time, for literally like kindergarten plus 12 years, at least 13 years, not counting an AA degree or a bachelor's or even a master's degree. So you're talking a minimum of 13 years, more like usually 15, 17, 18. And when you get done and your kids are off the rails and they're all socialist and communist and they don't believe in any of the American ideals or anything like that. And then everybody's like, man, I don't understand what's wrong. I just don't get
what
why.
Happened.
Why we're in trouble? Why people doesn't make any sense? And Brian, I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but it's laughable, Brian.
Well, that's it. I mean, we kind of, you know, we're rolling down that road, and we're seeing evidence of more and more things that are taking place. you know, and it's, I think parents are starting to stand up and they're called, I guess, racist as well, because they're terrorists, I guess, if they stand up. But I think more and more are, simply because of their, I guess, we're getting more involved. And I guess that's the key. You know, if we just allow our kids to go because it's a nice babysitting situation because we don't have time to deal with it. And then, we have the families that are falling apart. And so the foundation that we need a strong family and so on, it falls apart. And so now the mom's working single family homes and she's working. So where are we going to put the kids? Well, we got to put them in something. And these schools seem to be the place that we can do it. And it's just kind of a ripple effect. And
yeah, then the terrorists are going to go down there and try to reform them. And, that kind of thing. I don't know why we don't just jettison these things altogether. But when are you going to wake up and get it for reals and take serious action? I mean, it's great that you're down there battling for what you believe to be right. I appreciate that. But, man, you're a day late and a dollar short. I'm telling you right now, folks, it's really a tragedy. Final point on this, too, Brian. I don't really understand how we've let it get this bad. Now, the good news is there's more people waking up now than ever before. I've literally half the people I talk to these days are like, hey, you know what? I was really not politically active or involved, but man, when the cocoa hit and they locked us all down, I realized something's seriously wrong. You know, half the people I talk to say that. And so, you know, the last several years, there's been a great awakening taking place. I don't think it's still enough yet, but I think it's a start. Brian, and then we'll go to Eldon.
Well, I think you're right, Sam. It'd be nice to see, what's frustrating is the fact of, they'd say, okay, well, like in Congress and in the government, they say, well, if you want someone good in there, just vote them in. And I think the problem is we feel like we're trying to vote people in, but they get up there and it becomes their part that they join the society or whatever, because there's just not enough standing up that are really fighting it. I think we need more of that ripple effect. And that would help to bring more and more people on board and saying, okay, Rand Paul's trying to do it, and maybe Michael Lee and others, but they're attacked by even more people. It just is hard, and it is a hard fight, but it'd be nice to see more and more stand up to what they say they're going to do instead of just fall in line with whatever the group wants them to do type thing. So that would be a nice thing.
Final word on the topic is yours, Eldon.
Well, over the years, we've found that if you have at least 500 people in a congressional district that are working consistently to educate their fellow citizens in good principles of government and educating them on how their congressmen vote with respect to the U.S. Constitution, then you can overcome the media, you can overcome that propaganda, and you can have a real influence on how your congressman votes or how the people vote, whether or not they want them to return to Congress or find somebody else. And so I would just invite people to be part of the solution rather than be part of the people that are just discouraged and think, oh, we can do nothing about this. There's a real solution there. So we've got the video you can watch on YouTube, Power 500. It's a great, great video, walks you through that. Be part of the solution.
You Good say point. Five people per congressional district is all it really takes to move the needle.
500.
Huh? Oh, 500. 500. I wish it was five.
We're not
wow.
Five,
all right.
But
and what's the video called again, real quick?
The Power of 500.
The Power of 500. It's a JBS video?
Right.
There you have it, ladies. Brian Rust and Eldon Stahl. Thank you so much. Brian, we'll let you fly. Eldon, stay there. 1 hour in the can. Second hour coming up. Hard-hitting talk always at your fingertips. I am Sam Bushman. This is indeed Liberty Roundtable Live. nationally syndicated, globally distributed by LovingLiberty.net. You've got friends in the talk radio business. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.